Hi there. For the best Sleep Cove experience, you can listen to our Sleep Cove Premium Supporters feed for ad-free listening and exclusive bonus episodes at sleepcove.com/support. Now a quick word from our sponsors that make the free version of Sleep Cove possible. Hello and welcome to Sleep Cove with Christopher Fitton, the place to get a great night's sleep. In tonight's episode, we aim to get rid of your anxieties and leave your negative emotions behind you. We'll do this through a sleep hypnosis track where I'll tell you some guided imagery and suggestions, and we'll visit a fairground and a beautiful park. There are a few surprises as well, so I don't want to give the game away, but I really think you'll enjoy it. So, if you'd love to have a beautiful night's sleep tonight, this is the track for you. If you like this episode, please leave a good review on Apple Podcasts, and remember to subscribe in your podcast app of choice. And if you think this podcast may benefit someone you know, please remember to share it with them, because it could be something they need right now. This episode is made possible by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. You can connect and get the right therapist just for you. Visit betterhelp.com, that's better, H-E-L-P, and join over the 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced professional. BetterHelp has an offer for all Sleep Cove listeners. When you go to betterhelp.com/sleepcove, you get the 10% off your first month. I can really recommend it. And let's begin. Please get into the most comfortable position for you to fall asleep now. And if you would like to close your eyes and take some deep breaths from the stomach, in and out. And if you can make sure your stomach gently goes out and in and out, and ensure that you're not breathing through your upper chest or shoulders. You want to make sure your breathing is coming from your stomach and through your stomach, because that's where deep relaxing breaths come from. If your breathing is coming from your upper shoulders and upper chest, if those are the muscles which are moving up and down, that is called upper chest breathing. And it is more than likely that this breath can cause anxiety and stress, as you are not absorbing oxygen efficiently in your lungs. So make sure you're doing a deep breath in, and your stomach moves out. And when you do a deep breath out, your stomach deflates. You may want to put a hand on your stomach so you can concentrate on your stomach moving out as you breathe in, and as you breathe out, the stomach moves in and deflates. And you can put one hand on your stomach and one hand on your upper chest and concentrate and make sure that your chest is as still as it can be, and the breath and the breathing goes through the stomach, moving gently out and then in as you take deep breaths. You want to be as relaxed and comfortable as possible as you take that deep refreshing air into your lungs. This is the place where you will be relaxing in. And you will be relaxing in this place tonight. This time is just for you. If you are needed in any way, you can come back to reality. But otherwise, you can sleep here tonight. This is the place for you now, where you will be relaxing. It's a place where you can safely drop off if you need to, and take that deep breath in and relax and breathe out. As these refreshing breaths are here and there for you now. As you take in that oxygen, your body can detense, and it's making a signal to you now, to your body, that it is time to relax. When you take these breaths, it's time to go to sleep, if that is what you need right now. After two more breaths, we can concentrate on relaxing our body and relaxing all the muscles in our body. So be in that comfortable position where you feel you're slightly sinking into the bed. And concentrate and imagine the muscles in your head, and imagine the muscles in your forehead. Any tension that you've had throughout the day can sometimes be locked into these muscles in your face. And as you imagine your forehead, imagine the muscles detensing and smoothing out. Any tension released. That relaxation feeling smoothing out your forehead. And the lovely feeling of the muscles relaxing spreads down into your eyelids. So your eyelids are just gently stretched over your eyes, with all the tension gone. All those little muscles which surround the eyes are released, and gently just sit there. And these muscles relax, and this feels so nice. And this relaxing feeling moves down into your cheeks, into your jaw, and any tension that you have in your jaw is now relaxed and gone. And any grinding in your teeth is gone, and it feels so good. And your jaw will gently open, becoming gently unclenched. And this feeling moves down into your neck and shoulders, and detensing your neck, removing any tension from the day. And this moves into your upper shoulders, through into your back, and then into your lower back, removing any aches and pains throughout the day that have been there. Through into your spine, and these aches and pains dissolve away like soap dissolves in a bath, and the bubbles pop and go. And your chest feels relaxed, and it feels so good that the feeling moves down into your stomach, where you've been taking these deep, good relaxing breaths, a natural way of breathing. And your breath syncs with your body, it syncs with your soul, and it syncs with your energy. And it probably has slowed down to a more relaxed rhythm now. as you feel those deep, beautiful breaths gently coming in through your nose. And this feeling now goes down into your hips, and any aches and pains disappear as the feeling goes into your thighs, down into your calves, and down into your feet, and the lovely relaxing feeling of detension runs all the way up and down your legs, feeling so nice, feeling so good. And the feeling heals and refreshes any weary muscles of the day. And if you've been on your feet a lot, these muscles can ache because they've been used how they're supposed to be used. And this lovely relaxing feeling can detense, and you can feel really, really good. And this feeling moves down now to the tips of your toes. So this relaxation feeling is working from all the way to the top of your head, all the way down to the tips of your toes, and moves up and down, back and forth, through and through, relaxing all your muscles, and any tense thoughts disappear down, and those thoughts and dreams you have of relaxing and realizing your body come into your mind's eye, and you feel so nice, so good, so refreshed, and so calm after a hard day. This calmness is in your place now, this place where you are. And you enjoy this for a few seconds. It feels so good now, and we can go on another journey now, where we take another deep breath in and out, and we can go on a journey in our mind's eye now, and imagine a place from your childhood, or a place that you have never been before, but we are going on a journey. We are going to a relaxing fairground, a travelling carnival in the middle of a park. This may be a place you have visited before, maybe when you were a child, or it could be completely new to you now. It's a beautiful blue sunny day, with some white clouds up in the sky, and you can hear the birds flying around the park, chattering to themselves, and you walk along and you hear the sounds of the carnival in front of you, and you can see the rides and the stalls. Decide to walk among them and see the rows of amusements. You take in the sights, the smells, the people. It takes you back when you were a child, and when you loved and were excited to go to these places, and you really enjoyed these places. As you look around and take in all the goings on, and then you look to your right and you see a stall, and you decide to play a game here and you see in front of you on the countertop a few small beanbags in front of you, all piled up. And in front of the counter, a few feet away, is a brightly coloured mural with three small holes cut into it. And the aim of the game is to throw the beanbags into the holes, where they will tumble to the ground behind the mural. And you pick up the first beanbag in your hand, and you feel the weight of it, and you see that it is a dark purple colour. And you take aim and you throw it at the first hole, and it goes through perfectly. And you feel so good and happy that you completed the first step in winning the game. And you pick up the second beanbag, and you feel the weight, and you can see that it is a dark blue colour. And you take aim at the second hole and you throw it, and it goes through the second hole and tumbles to the floor behind the mural. And you feel so confident and proud that you have done this for a third time. And you pick up the third beanbag, and you realise that you'll get a prize if you manage to throw this beanbag through the last third hole. You feel the weight of the beanbag, and you toss it back and forth between your hands, and you notice that it is a dark green colour. You throw the beanbag, and it goes through the third hole and tumbles to the ground. And you feel so amazing and happy that you have won a prize. These games are very hard to win, and you're proud of yourself that you've had the skill to do this. And you look over to the store owner to see what prize you have won. And he gives you a prize. And it is a prize of dozens of balloons, all grouped together into one large cord. The strings are long, and you look at the brightly coloured large helium balloons, and they look so beautiful when you were holding them aloft above you. There are reds, yellows, blues and greens, and many of your favourite colours. And you now decide to walk and explore the rest of the park away from the carnival. And you walk away, away from the noises of the fun fair. And you find a place to be by yourself. It may be a place you've recognised, or a place you've never been to before. You find a place to be by yourself, and it may be a place you recognise, or a place you've never been to before. But this place is just for you now, and you go there, and you sit down with these balloons. You feel and hold the balloon cord, and you feel a tension in the cord as they move up and float in the sky, and the gentle breeze makes them move slowly as you hold the cord. And you feel this in the cord as it holds your arm slightly tight. And as you hold them, you notice that on your person you have weights in your pockets, and these represent the bad feelings, anxieties and negative thoughts that are holding you back. These weights around your person represent everything you want to let go in your life. You have noticed how heavy they are weighing and keeping you down, keeping you in one place. And you can let go of these negative weights which hold your negative thoughts today. They represent your deep subconscious thoughts that you do not want to keep hold of. So think of everything that you want to leave behind now. You notice that you have 10 weights in your pockets, and these negativities and anxieties will be left behind you. And you take out the 10th weight from your pocket, and you notice that this has been bothering you, and you throw it to the ground. It was much heavier than you thought, and you feel already so much more lighter. And then you take and throw the 9th weight to the ground, and you feel better and lighter again still, that you are leaving all these negative thoughts behind. And you feel so much more lighter and better again. And you reach around and you take the 8th weight, and you throw it to the ground with determination, and you feel so happy and elated and so much more deeply relaxed and at ease that all these anxieties are being lifted from you. And you do this again with the 7th weight, imagining what these weights mean to you, and it tumbles to the ground, and you feel deeply calm and positive about the time ahead, and very relaxed going forward. You take the 6th weight and you throw it down, and you feel deeply relaxed and lighter again. And you take the 5th weight and throw it to the ground, and you feel doubly relaxed. The relaxation has doubled as you are making positive changes to your subconscious mind. And you take the 4th and the 3rd weight together, and these weights look so small but seem to weigh the heaviest, and you let them drop to the ground, and you don't need these thoughts anymore, these anxious thoughts. You realize this now. And you take the 2nd weight out of your pocket and let this crash to the ground with a thud, and again it makes you deeply, doubly calm and relaxed again. So utterly relaxed you didn't feel that you could achieve this level of relaxation, and you feel so ecstatic that you have found the strength to do this. And now you take the last weight, and it is incredible that this is the heaviest one, and the last of the negative emotions and anxieties you have. And you throw this to the ground with purpose, and you feel so light that you start to fly and soar upwards. And the balloons are taking you up now as you hold on to them. And you feel amazing and wonderful, so light and carefree, with only positives ahead of you now. And as you drift up, you see the fairground below you and all the small people in stalls. It looks like a children's model from up here. And the beautiful park is completely visible to you as you float upwards holding the balloons into the blue sky. And you look around at the landscape before you. And you feel so good because floating is so relaxing, so nice and so serene. All the weights holding you back are gone now. And no one can see you now. This time is just for you. No one notices you up here. And you float and drift into the sky. And you float and drift into the clouds, soaring up. And this time is just for you now. And you drift upwards into the white fluffy clouds. And as you go into the clouds, the canopy of the clouds, you notice that you can walk on them. Walk on the soft, fluffy cloud under your feet. And in the distance, you see it and you walk to it. And it is a bed made of soft, fluffy cloud. And you lie down into it. And it feels so cozy as you sink into it. And it feels so good. And here you can go to sleep and worry less about the day. And you can think about the positives. The positives you have yourself going forward. And you feel the excitement and happiness that you felt as a child. And you tuck yourself in and feel that you are sinking lovingly into the cloud and the warm protecting embrace that will protect you in the future is here and around you and comes from your subconscious mind. And positivity will be in your thoughts going forward. And these clouds form a protective barrier against the anxieties that you have now left behind you on the ground in those weights. You feel so happy, so amazing, so calm and relaxed. And you realize it is the time to go to sleep now. And you wish the universe good night and thank you. And you look forward to tomorrow as it is a new day for you to be positive and to be yourself. So good night and sleep well.